I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Here comes a salesman.
If you've been shopping for new furniture but are tired of pushy salespeople...
Hi, I'm Tom. You looking for a couch?
We're looking for a table.
Then you need to get to the Furniture Outlet in Bridgeton. The Furniture Outlet specializes in quality furniture at big savings, and you can shop at your own pace without annoying salespeople.
Have I got a couch for you?
But we want a table.
The Furniture Outlet has 12 months same as cash financing and always free layaway, so you can find the styles you want at a price you like. The Furniture Outlet, half a mile west of I-70 on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
FM. Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
The brown stain on the mattress!
I don't even know what that means. It's funny.
We're about to get Pinions Playhouse.
Oh, my. Well, good afternoon, and welcome. Welcome to the May 18th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There's a C in there. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I got so much stuff. I got a story that a friend of mine told me that you will not believe it. It's a true story, and I want to get that in. I want to get the joke in. I usually am glad to get out at 6. We could go to 7 and still have things to talk about. It's just one of those days, so stay with us. We'll get it all in here. We'll jam it in here. That sounded kind of dirty.
Jam it in.
Yeah. But we will. Thank you for joining us. But first.
Hey!
Let's run real quickly around the room. Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if the time has come for you to receive a distribution from your 401k, then that would be the perfect time to set up a free consultation with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Hello to Greg in Chicago. I know you're listening. I appreciate that. We'll get to that in a moment. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He is the guy that keeps us safe when the throngs of fans try to get at us and grab a piece of clothing. It's Hebe that keeps us safe. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy, just say the word. Say we don't have a lot of time.
Jeez.
Thank you. Give it up for Bruce Limperist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Got a friend listening up in Chicago at the Steve Foley car dealership. And, Greg, if you like what you hear, please give the app, tell the general manager of some big Chicago station about it and let him listen. And I don't really want to live in Chicago, but we could do it from here to him.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, you will probably be in an accident. Hope you don't get hurt. We don't want anybody to get hurt, but the average is every 7 years. Every 7 years, somebody has a car in the body shop. Car, again, meaning a generic, could be a truck. You know what I mean. In this neck of the woods, as Al Roker would say, I think we know that our listeners are smart enough to make sure it goes to Schaefer. And once again, I say this a lot. I feel sorry for people who don't listen. It's sad. Look at all they miss out on. Somebody right now is not listening, and they bump somebody. Little car wreck. You have that sound of like a just breaking glass and the. They go, oh, no, now what do I do? I know. I'll call Schmuckmeyer Auto Body, and they'll fix it. That's sad. They don't know about Schaefer because they don't listen. You do, if you're listening. You go, I don't need any body work. Well, I hope you don't for a long time. But if you do, you tell the insurance company, this vehicle goes to Schaefer. They'll probably say it before you do because they love Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. 8 locations. 8. And the last one opened like a year and a half ago in O'Fallon, Illinois. So please don't forget that when you need it. And please don't forget when you contact them that to tell them you're AM and the PM. We'd appreciate that. All right, let's run through some things. We have a listener, a diehard listener, Melody. She's looking for a man. She will only date men who are AM and the PM. If you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM and the PM, you'll see Melody's picture. There you have a chance to post a little note, comment, and your email address. And we'll keep you posted of the progress here. Melody, I met her Saturday night. Nice, fun, funny. Good luck. Good luck, Melody. Good luck, gentlemen. Congratulations to Tony Pawlowski and Mary Kumar. They were at the table next to us, purchased by Tom Matheny. Thank you, Tom. Matheny Heating and Cooling. And they were the high bidders on the puppy, Labradoodle. What a cute little guy. And enjoy your new puppy, Tony and Mary. Hello to Lisa at Dr. Gaurav Shah's office, my retinal specialist. That's right. Once again, early this morning, up at 5 in the ophthalmologist's office. And Lisa, you're the greatest. And so is the guy you worked for. Thank you for that.
Oh, the couple that was that ended up winning our raffle at our table?
Mm-hmm.
Gary and his wife?
Gary Lawrence. I was going to get to him next.
Oh, yeah. No, they were great.
Gary Lawrence and Kim. And Kim, thank you for coming, or we'd have looked even dumber than we looked. We'd have been at the bottom of the board if it weren't for Kim. She knew more answers than anybody. Gary Lawrence, a bidder who was the winner of the drawing. Thank you. B.B. King passed away. I don't have much to say because I didn't know much about him. But here's what's interesting. B.B. King is a name not only the entire music world knew, but the whole world knew. Think about that, how famous he was, and he wasn't a hit maker. He didn't have hits. Name me a B.B. King song.
Thrill is gone.
Thrill is gone.
Blueberry Hill, right? Wasn't that him?
Chuck Berry.
No, that wasn't
him. But he sang a version of it,
right? Oh, I'm sure he sang everything.
Because that's the thing I think of when I think of B.B. King.
Name me two B.B. King.
No, I couldn't have.
Good times roll.
But you know what he's like? He's like Jimmy Buffett. They're both very famous and well-known, but they don't make hits.
Yeah.
But they know what they're doing. And
he was a huge fan of this show.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, my goodness. He sang AM and
PM.
That's actually B.B. King.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you, B.B. Rest in peace. Bill Cosby. This is unbelievable. I'm scanning around looking at news, and ABC says, well, Bill Cosby has finally commented and addressed the allegations. No, he didn't. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this gobbledygook. You're going to scratch your head if you haven't heard it already. You go, what did he just say? Here's the gal on ABC asking him about the allegations. Go ahead. No, this is embarrassing.
Uh-oh. Are you prepared for the backlash? If a young person comes up to you and says, you know, my mom says you've done some bad things, how will you answer them? If they are pressing you, are you guilty? Did you do it? Are the allegations true?
Listen, I'm not sure that they will come like that. I think that many of them say, well, you're a hypocrite. You say one thing, you say the other. My point is, okay, listen to me carefully. I'm telling you where the road is out. Now, you want to go here, or you want to be concerned about who's giving you the message?
What?
What?
What in the world?
What was that?
The road is out.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know what that says? Guilty.
Yep.
He didn't say, this crap is not true. He's never said that. He's guilty. If you're not guilty, you wouldn't sit back and let this stuff fly. Wow, was that stupid.
I just found out.
That's as dumb as the Patriot statement about the footballs.
That I am an idiot. That was Fats Domino.
You are
an idiot. Blueberry Hill.
Wow, you really are an idiot.
So thank you.
A lot of times people hear me go, you idiot, and they think, oh, that's not very nice. It's true.
Paul Harris was nice enough to correct me.
Oh,
so
he loves correcting
people. I saw something on Facebook.
I looked it up first, and then Paul corrected. So, yes.
I saw something on Facebook that was very funny. It showed, you know, one of those little playhouses for kids, that the blown-up playhouses.
Right.
It was half deflated, and the little castle thing was laying over. It says Tom Brady decides to put together a party for little kids.
That is great.
Oh, yeah, that one was going around. And then the Patriots Super Bowl rings, it was going around. And it was like one of those, you know, tire pins.
Yeah.
You know, the pin that you, yeah, the valve. It was a valve on a ring.
That's funny. That's funny. All right, I'm going to tell you a story. You're going to find hard to believe. This is a true story. The guy who told it to me is listening right now. He is a service technician for Steve Foley, Cadillac, Bentley, Rolls-Royce in Chicago. How I know him is not important. It's an interesting little web of Steve Cochran, who was here for a while, is in Chicago. And a guy who used to work at this dealership was a listener to Steve Cochran. I knew him. And I know this guy. And wait till you hear this. Now, as a service tech, when you work for, and I guess the highest end dealer you can work for, excluding Ferrari, which is not really as common as a Rolls or a Bentley, especially in certain places, California. But when you work for Rolls, a dealer, they send you to teach you. I actually think they send them, they take them to England, and they teach you how to work on these cars. You know what you're doing. Not just anybody can do it. All right. So they get to know other service techs. The guy from Chicago gets to know the guy from, Austin, Texas, and that guy gets to know the guy from San Diego, and they meet because they're at school together, and they tell stories. They swap stories. This particular guy that I know is in Chicago. Chicago's home to Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan. His dealership has delivered a car to Michael Jordan's home. I mean, that's what happens when you deal in expensive cars. So I'm talking to this guy, and I said, well, you must have some stories. And he tells me a couple of stories, but he won't share names with me because he says I can't. He says it's confidential, and we're just not. I said, I understand that. But they were bizarre stories about wealthy, wealthy people. There's a car sitting up where he works right now that sold new for $340,000, all right? It's sitting there now with 400 miles on it. It's a 2015. And you can buy it for $270,000. And the reason you can is the man that bought it after 3 weeks decided he didn't like it after 400 miles, so he lost $80,000 in 3 weeks. And I thought, well, that's a really wild story. He said, no, that's not a wild. Here's a wild story. The Beverly Hills service tech for the Rolls dealer told this guy that I know, he said, I'm going to tell you a story, and I don't think anybody's ever going to be able to top it. There is a car. A Rolls Phantom. A Rolls-Royce Phantom is a $400,000 car. It comes in for service to the Beverly Hills dealership, and they notice it has no miles on it, maybe 5 miles, yet it needs service. The oil needs to be changed. It has been run, and it's been run quite a bit, but it didn't go anywhere. It comes in again for service. It still has no miles on it, except where it looks like somebody drove a couple of blocks. It's 10 miles, maybe. But yet it needs service. The oil needs to be changed. Tires are still perfect, but it's been running, but it hasn't gone anywhere. Now, this to me right now, this is a great mystery. How does a car come in for service, need service? It's been running a lot, but it didn't go anywhere. Here's the answer. You are not going to believe this. This is how crazy really rich people are. The family that owns the Rolls Royce, the $400,000 car, bought it for the dog to live in. That is not a joke. The dog, when it's hot, they run the car and put the air conditioning on, 72, whatever the dog likes. And when it's cold, they run the heat. And they have the car served. Now, for $400,000, you could. I know you'd love that. Goldie'd love that. You could buy that dog a really, really nice home. Now, you've heard of these people with air-conditioned dog houses and stuff like that?
Built it a 2,000-square-foot house.
Yeah, no kidding.
Can you believe that? I actually sort of can, just because.
So they
it's
must
like these people that die and leave $5 million to their cat.
they must not have let the dog live in the house with them because their house has to be tremendously.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I would love to know.
All I know is the car is for the dog. The car is for the dog. Look, you've seen these lunatic rich people that buy a dog or a cat collar that's a diamond Cartier Tiffany collar for $1 million. What the heck? They're crazy.
Does the dog go to the bathroom in it? I don't think so.
It's car broken.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Is that unbelievable? But you got to wonder, when a car comes in for service, you go, wait a second, the oil is obviously dirty. It has no miles on it. Wow. And the guy that, I'll tell you a story. I used to speak years ago for a BMW dealer. And the owner told me that a guy came in and bought the BMW 7 Series, which is the big sedan. And he calls 2 weeks later. He comes in, actually, to the dealership and goes, I don't like the color of this leather now that I've had it for 2 weeks. I don't like it. It's a true story. And the dealer said, well, the car's already been titled. And he said, well, let's tear the leather out and recover. And the dealer said, that would cost like $20,000 to do that. He said, well, then I want another car with a different cover, a different color leather. So they traded it. It cost him, in 2 weeks, it cost him $8,000. And he just drove off happy. He liked the leather they had when he drove off. Unbelievable.
That's all that matters.
Wow. I love stories like that. You know, that's that end of the economic spectrum you never hear about. You hear a lot about the poor people and struggles, but boy, you don't.
And the sales guy that had that guy.
Oh, he loves it.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got to love it.
Two sales.
The car in Chicago, they're going to make money on twice.
I know.
Beautiful. Now, I feel bad. Can we bring the mood down?
Sure.
Take a moment. Can we just take a moment of silence to honor... Sorry. Rapper Chinx is dead.
Chinx?
31 years old. Chinx. Born in Queens. Killed in a gunfire. Shot multiple times.
A rapper killed in gunfire?
I know, Dan. And you know now what's going to happen.
Ugh.
Now there's going to be a stigma.
Stereotype.
Oh, you rappers, you shoot each other. That's what's going to happen. Happened about, and it's another unusual thing, something funny about this. They're saying he was out at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't think rappers stay out like that. They got to get their sleep.
Unless he got up to go exercise or something that early.
You know what? I bet he was on the way to the gym.
Yeah.
Chinx was.
Wow.
Where did this happen?
This happened in Queens. Somebody opened fire on the car.
Hmm.
They were driving a Porsche westbound on Queens Boulevard. Second vehicle pulls up at 84th Road. Gunman from the second vehicle fired multiple rounds inside the car. One person's wounded and Chinx is dead. Oh, boy. We're losing too many rappers.
Yeah, you'll never hear Chinx music again.
Dan, well said.
Man.
Well said. Enjoy your Chinx CDs because you're not going to hear any more. Rest in peace, Chinx. That's all I know to say.
Man.
And way to go, Al Sharpton's daughter. Holy cow. Dominique Sharpton, thank you. This is so wonderful what you've done. Filed a $5 million lawsuit against the Soho, which is up New York City. She tripped or something or fell because of a crack in the street. And she wants her lawsuit says she suffers, and here's a quote from it, permanent physical pain, debilitating pain. And then she went on Facebook and posted, ooh, we hiked up the mountain and over the clouds into the sunrise, and it's a big mountain hike. Whoops, in Indonesia. And this is fantastic.
She wanted that social media of feedback too much to keep that to herself.
Her lawsuit says, here's a quote from the lawsuit again, she still suffers and will continue to suffer for some time. Physical pain and bodily injuries. No. I don't. Oh, and they also have pictures of her at social events wearing high heels.
Oh, this is not something you do with
that. Way to go, Dominique Sharpton. Well done. And there are only two states where there's not self-serve gas, where somebody comes out to pump your gas. One is New Jersey and the other is Oregon. I didn't know that. New Jersey's just about to pass a law saying, okay, you can pump your own gas. That means Oregon will be the only holdout state. Now, why? Why would Oregon not have self-serve? I don't get it.
I don't know.
If I were driving through there, you'd automatically get out and go to get the pump, and somebody's going to go, you can't touch that.
Wait, that's against the
law. That's not self-serve. So Oregon's the only holdout after that happens. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, Peon asked for this joke because of the dog auction, and I will play it. We'll tell it also for Greg up in Chicago. Thank you so much for telling me that story about that dog that lives in a Rolls Royce in Beverly Hills. So we'll tell this story. There's a guy who's looking to buy a dog, and he looks in the paper in the classified section. He gets online, and he sees there's a dog for sale for $25, and they say 7 years old, healthy, speaks perfect English. And he looks at that, and he thinks, what does that mean? So he calls the owner, and he says, what does this mean in your ad? $25 speaks perfect. He says, it means what it says. He speaks perfect English. He has a tremendous vocabulary. And the guy says, that's ridiculous. It's a dog. He goes, you think it's ridiculous? Why don't you come by the house and meet him? His name is Duke. So the guy says, fine, I will. So he goes by. He opens the door. That guy lets him in. You're the guy about the dog? Yes. He says, he points over to the fireplace. And there's the dog lying by the fireplace. And Duke looks over at the prospective new owner and goes, I'm lying over here. Come over here. We'll have a chat. Now, the guy who found the ad is thinking, all right, this is a trick. I'm on a TV show. This guy's a ventriloquist. He's throwing his voice. But the dog says, come on over. Let's talk. It's not a trick. I can talk. I'm a dog and I can talk. Come on over. The guy cannot believe it. He gets close enough. He can hear the voice coming out of the dog's mouth. And the dog talks like a person. And the dog says, I guess you want to know first of all, nice to meet you. My name's Duke. And the prospective buyer, it doesn't even, he can't even talk. He's so speechless. He goes, I'm Jim. He goes, Jim, nice to meet you. You thinking about buying me for $25, are you? He says, he says, I know. You're having trouble getting over the fact that I can talk. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, okay? I'm a trained seeing eye dog. I helped a blind man for about 8 months, and then he passed away, and I decided I wanted to do something else. So lucky for me, my owner at the time took me to a dog school to train me to sniff out dead bodies. I've done quite a bit of work at explosion scenes, disasters where they want to make sure they found, all the bodies in the rubble. I'm really good at that. I might add, narcotics, my specialty. I've worked at the airport, worked at Lambert International, in fact. Sniffing bags, I hold the record. I've found more drugs than any dog in the history of the canine narcotics unit. I have awards for that, multiple awards. I was a service dog for a while. People who, in wheelchairs, they dropped or something, can't pick it up. I do that. I pick it up and give it to them, and, that kind of thing. I'm good with kids. And I'm retired now. I worked for the FBI for a while. Forgot to mention that. I'm retired now. And I just kind of lie around. I'll get the paper, If my owner wants the paper, I'll go. That's easy for me. Do you have any questions? And the guy looks at the dog, and he looks at the owner, and he goes, I can't believe this. Why would you sell a dog like this for $25? And the owner says, because he's a liar.
Meet me.
At the
get a look at traffic now and head airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, you know, Dan, if Ian is man enough to call himself out an idiot because of the Pat's Domino thing, I got to call myself out to be an idiot for telling you that 40 traffic eastbound because of baseball. Cardinals are in New York, and I couldn't figure out why.
Oh man. How embarrassing.
What an idiot.
I thought mine was pretty bad, but that.
Do we have that thing, what an idiot? Play
it's
that
the
for
worst.
Tim. Holy cow. That,
what an idiot.
There you go. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Ian, for supporting me. Yeah, things are pretty jammed up coming in on Eastbound 40, and I do not know why. Timberlake Manor to base it.
Tim, you know what you do? We'll edit all that out.
Yeah.
You'll never hear it. And what you do is we leave that part in, and you say jammed up for all the idiots going downtown who think there's a ball game.
Yeah. There you go.
It's their fault.
Who don't know it's out of town. It's their fault. There you go.
All right, there you go. Maybe they're going to see the Grizzlies. I don't know.
Yeah.
From Timberlake Manor in through Mason, and then things are still jammed up from approaching Lindbergh into Big Bend. And then westbound 40, that traffic is stacked up from Kings Highway out through McCausland, from a little west of McKnight out to Spady, then a little slow pocket between 270 and Mason. North and southbound 270, what a mess we've got. Southbound Dorset down through Highway, or through Doherty Ferry, you've got Sabago traffic there. Northbound, you're jammed up from Olive in the two right lanes all the way up through Page, and that's because they cleared that accident at the Veterans Bridge at 364 westbound, but you still have slow to stop and go pockets between 270 out through the Veterans Bridge. Downtown eastbound 40, that's slowing now east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. You still have some heavy traffic westbound 70 from 170 out past the airport to about Cypress. Much better now as you make your way between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge, and eastbound 270 still slows east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stays as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
It only takes a second.
I mean, how often do you get a chance like this?
To get instant updates on scores, guests, news, events, and more, follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
And is our audience going to love it?
But with 1.6 million accidents a year due to distracted driving, it may not be a good idea to do it behind the wheel.
I'm telling you, no animals were actually hurt making this promo.
Go to KTRS.com and join the conversation.
It all seems to be part of some sort of crazy pattern.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buyer specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. I want you to call my friends at Timberline Tree Care. They pride themselves on upfront, no-hassle pricing for customers in St. Louis City or County or Jefferson County. Trees from 12 inches in diameter or less, $200 for removal. Trees for 12 to 16 inches in diameter, no more than $500 removal. You can also go to their website, stltreecare.com, to see their tree quote calculator to get an accurate quote, cost estimate on removal or maintenance of your tree. It's a calculator they invented. While there, you can see their customer testimonials. Timberline Tree Care has only one of seven certified master arborists in the state of Missouri on staff, and one of only two here in the St. Louis area. They also have two certified arborists. They know trees. They're fully insured with liability and workman's comp. They offer tree pruning, removal, fertilization, pest control, aeration, storm cleanup, mulching, and even lightning protection. So give my friends at Timberline Tree Care a call. 636-479-7475. That's 636-479-7475 or their website, at stltreecare.com. That's Timberline Tree Care.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
If you're a safe, experienced, courteous, professional driver with a valid Class A CDL, the Afton Trucking family is looking for you. For the past 46 years, they've offered truckers a home with health coverage and other great benefits. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Put your future in gear. Join the Flying A fleet and spend weeknights with your family. Call 1-800-727-0187 or go to AftonTrucking.com. Again, you should call 1-800-727-0187 or go to AftonTrucking.com. That's AFFTON Trucking.com. Your future is now with the Afton Trucking family, an equal opportunity employer.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for that picture-perfect lawn? Look no more. DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. With their DynaGreen long-lasting, that's zero-phosphorus fertilizer that delivers extended brilliant color for weeks and months. It won't stain the sidewalks, driveways, or patios and can be applied all year long. DynaGreen long-lasting at your independent lawn and garden dealer or DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Terry's Home and Garden.
What's growing on? Come to Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's and find out. Now is the perfect time to get outdoors and plant your spring garden. Daniel's has perennials, annuals, hanging baskets, and more. Visit Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's and shop throughout 15 colorful greenhouses where you're sure to find something for your gardening needs. Spring is also the best time to select trees and shrubs from Daniel's. Come and see what's growing on at Daniel's Farm and Greenhouses in St. Peter's. Online at danielsfarmandgreenhouse.com.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, will outlast your old grill by decades with a limited lifetime warranty. Locally made Broilmaster offers models that sear using high-energy infrared heat, slow roast, steam, or smoke. Broilmaster is available in propane, natural gas, and the all-new charcoal model. Go to BroilmasterSTL.com or visit the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester Road or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Looking to try a new local restaurant? Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Can you stop the music? Because I want to make sure Mike, and I'll bring him on here, I want to make sure Mike wants to go on today. He may want to just have his entire segment as a time of silence.
Really? Oh.
Mike, you are aware that rapper Chinx is dead. Oh, he didn't. He didn't know.
No, man, he didn't know.
I can't believe it. Chinks. How did you tell me that? Well, I haven't even started my report.
And Mike, it's some most unusual.
I can't do it.
Mike.
I can't do it.
Mike, listen to me. You need to know all the. You need to know all the details. It was an unusual way for a rapper to die. He was gunned down. Yeah.
Four in the morning.
You want to try to go on with your segment?
Chinks would want you to go on. Gee,
do it for Chinks, man.
I don't think I can do it.
Yes, you can. I know you can. Play the music.
Chinks would say, "Yo, Mike, why don't you go on and do your segment?"
That's what he'd say. I guarantee you, Mike, if you died, Chinks would be still singing rap music.
Right.
He wouldn't let up. From Southern California, it's time to check in on other show business news. Besides the fact that Chinks is dead now, Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I was there Saturday for lunch. I had the most fantastic, and listen to this, chicken fried steak. You go, at Annie Gunn's? Yes. Beyond belief. Chicken fried steak and Annie Gunn's for lunch. And my wife had a BLT, and there's no better BLT anywhere. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, next to the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Proudly present. Come on, Mike. You're a pro. You're a pro. Mike Evans, everybody.
Yeah.
Have I ever needed a drink? Get it now.
All right. That'll do it. Carry on. What's going on?
Name the name of the horrible, horrible movie that is going to be remade with Samuel L. Jackson to star.
Remade.
The Thing. The Blob. House of Wax.
Yeah, they're all pretty bad.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, then. Anyway.
No.
Now some love nuggets, Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris were all over each other in Las Vegas over the weekend. I think it's the real deal.
Who the heck is Calvin Harris?
He's an actor and a musician out of England.
Okay.
Actually, Ireland. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Katie Holmes.
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx are thicker than thieves. They appear to be the real deal as well.
Mm.
Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes.
I don't know that I see that. Tom Cruise probably not too happy about that.
Yeah, I bet. I bet he would stand up and say who he was if he knew.
Yeah, all 4 feet of him. Yeah.
Exactly. Love of a different type. When Angelina Jolie recovers from all of her surgeries, word that she and Brad Pitt plan to adopt a little girl from a war-torn Syria orphanage.
About time.
It's her seventh child.
About time.
And there was a lot of hate aimed at Kanye West of the Billboard's show last night, who sang a song that had to be bleeped 35 times,
yeah.
And which you could hear, it just stunk. And then when Kendall and Kylie Kardashian introduced them, they were booed. They were booed roundly, soundly, and loudly. Is it possible that the mustard has finally come off the Kardashian hot dog?
I hope so.
Oh, I hope so. Odds and ends, Lindsay Lohan has 10 days to complete 102 hours of community service. Or the judge says she will definitely go to jail for 3 months. But Lindsay tells friends she's going to try to get it done. But if she doesn't, on the ninth day, she will leave this country and go to a country where she will not be extradited back.
Go.
I mean, this all deals from an automobile accident 4 years ago. She could have done 20 minutes a day.
Yeah, she's a self-destructive. She's one of those people that, yeah, this could have done and over with, and she could be on with her life a long time.
And this is big enough trash on the side of the streets that's going in and talking to kids in schools and stuff.
Yeah, goodbye.
Easy.
Goodbye.
The final three dance couples compete tonight on Dancing with the Stars. One is Rumor Willis, who, by the way, is fabulous. I never liked Rumor.
My goodness, she's a fantastic dancer.
Fabulous. And great lines when she dances.
Good legs.
Here's some hot scoop.
All right.
Producers are trying to get Rumor's mom, Demi, on next season.
Trying to get Demi to go on?
Yeah, next season.
I love Demi Moore.
Would you like to be on Demi? Would you like Demi to be on the show?
Both, yeah.
New York Post headline. After getting the death penalty, and above a photograph, a Boston Marathon bomber, Tsarnaev, giving the finger to the jail camera, headline screams, "Dead man mocking."
Oh, that's good.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I like it. Date in history, May 18th, 1993. Air Force One. That's the day in L.A. Everybody remembers the day that Bill Clinton held up traffic for 2 hours LAX while he got a $200 haircut sitting on Air Force One, sitting right at the beginning of the runway on 240 right so nobody could land, and only one runway was open. It backed up traffic from New York to Honolulu for hours.
I needed a haircut. Nobody wants a president that has shaggy hair.
I think you were getting a little trim, not a haircut.
I tried to do a competition.
I think you were getting a little trim, not a haircut.
What if everybody talked like this?
Sure, I did. There you get a little trim.
Oh, we see what you did. Yeah.
See, I get a little trim.
Yeah. Yeah. Real classy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And fine.
You were making that up earlier, weren't you?
About Chinks?
About Chinks.
No, Mike, I'm sorry to tell you, he's gone. He's gone. He is gone.
Name the name of the horrible horror movie that's being remade. Samuel L. Jackson stars. Oh, and finally.
Yeah. We almost missed it.
Is it The Thing, The Blob, House of Wax Museum, or Invasion of the Body Snatchers?
Oh, man.
Oh, this is, yeah.
I'm going to go Blob.
I'll say Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
And I'll say The Thing.
The answer is The Blob.
Oh. Yeah, he's broken up about that Cheeks thing. Who wouldn't be? Who is? The whole country is. I told these guys, the sad thing is, never heard of this guy. He's a rapper. I guarantee you he's worth more than we'll all three ever be worth combined.
Yeah.
These rappers.
Ever.
Have you watched those shows where they show their cars and their cribs and their jewelry? They got big money. We should have been rappers. Is it too late?
I think
no.
So.
We need to discuss it. See, I've never tried it. Dan, you can probably rap. We'll work on it.
Yeah.
Mark and Jason. I just spoke with Mark Reardon. In fact, I just sent him a check this morning, and I feel real good about it. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker are financial advisors. You may need one. You say, no, I don't. I'm not a Powerball winner or an athlete or movie star. Well, that's not who most people who go to financial advisors are not any of the people I just mentioned. Most people who go are smart people who want to talk to somebody who knows more than they do about money and investing and saving and holding on to money so that it's there when you need it, and it's a bigger amount than you started with. $25,000 or more. $25,000 or more is all you need to have a meeting with Mark and Jason. That's money that you have that you can invest or that's already invested. And if you have a financial advisor, so what? Talk to him anyway. There's no law that says you can't get a second opinion, and I think that would be smart. If you don't like what they say, don't meet them again. Really. See what they have to say. You may really like it. They're good at what they do. Stiefel Nicholas for, I don't know, 26, 27 years, something like that. You want to contact them, you know the site, markandjason.com.
Time for a real quick final check on traffic. Here's Tim White.
Well, they're still working with those stoplights on red flash on Telegraph at Baumgartner. Traffic southbound is jammed up approaching Highway 255 to Baumgartner. And you're also backed on 255 trying to wrap off the Telegraph. Things are better downtown. Westbound 40, still heavy Kings Highway through McCausland. Eastbound 40, still jamming up pretty much between Clayton Warson and through Big Bend, and we have southbound 270 still has stop-and-go traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. When you need to travel to an old friend or coworker, there's a Choice Hotel nearby. Plus, you can earn rewards for your stay as a member of their Choice Privileges program. Visit choicehotels.com and find a hotel where you're headed. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Media personalities will race using bikes, car share, and ride share vehicles, and Metrolink during Citizens for Modern Transit's Great Race on May 21st. Join them for a finish line celebration, 5 p.m. outside Pi Pizzeria downtown St. Louis. Visit cmt-stl.org for more.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
If I were out there right now listening, I'd say, that's the greatest radio show I've ever heard in my life. How about that's what people are saying? Hey, thank you. We'll be here tomorrow. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles
thousand miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. For you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
He was a Marine Corps pilot who died half a world away trying to help others in Nepal. Hear about the spot in Missouri where he found his love of aerospace.
We have a cold front sinking off to our south and to our east. It is going to bring a big-time shift in our air mass. I'll let you know about the week ahead.
Halfway through storm season, how the city of O'Fallon is asking for the public's help to try and keep their outdoor warning sirens up and running.
First on Fox, the Circuit Attorney's Office will not be filing charges against the St. Louis police officer involved in the shooting of Vondrett Myers Jr.
Myers was shot and killed October 8th last year after a confrontation with an off-duty St. Louis City police officer in the Shaw neighborhood. Police say the officer was returning fire when he shot and killed the 18-year-old.